Kevin, a disappointing end to a very disappointing week.
Very much so, especially after the start we had today. Thought we started the game reasonably well. Obviously scored a very good goal, great delivery from Connor and a good finish from Tammy. And I felt that we actually moved the ball very well until we conceded the goal. And obviously we knew that set pieces were going to be crucial against Millwall, and they're very, very good at it. They scored early second half, and we didn't feel that we moved the ball quickly enough to actually cut them open in the second half. I think we got into positions where we could have tried maybe put the knife through them and play into the strikers quicker and play from around there, but we didn't actually do that enough. And as well as we had probably a lot of possession, the game became a bit more scrappy and open, and we weren't really in control of it. It was like one attack without creating a big chance of one attack for them, sort of thing. So obviously disappointing, but well done to Neil and his team.
How much did confidence play a part? Because as you say, it started well, playing the ball around well, got yourselves in front. Did confidence play a part in once they fought back?
I don't think it's confidence. I think they're good players. Like they're nearly all internationals of different descriptions. So I think confidence. I think how can I say it? They're all young players nowadays. Are all quite confident up front, but maybe in the heat of the battle, they didn't quite cope with it today. I wouldn't have said confidence was the real problem that we have. It's just not scoring enough goals and keeping enough clean sheets.
So is that more credit to Millwall today than for your performance?
Yeah, very much so. They're good at what they do. They've got some very good players, as you saw there. Their deliveries from set pieces are fantastic, and they always create a chance and get the second goal.
Having said that, though, Steve Bruce got a lot of flack and a lot of abuse towards the end of his time. It wasn't nice on Tuesday. Do you think the players need to stand up and not take abuse, but stand up and be counted at least and take responsibility?
I think what happened to Steve Bruce wasn't really nice for anybody at any time. I'm afraid to say this is what happens now in professional football. It's something that I don't particularly like. I think it's not very nice. Of course, some of the players have been very, very disappointed, obviously, for the gaffer going, because him and his staff were very, very good. Some of the other players will be less disappointed because they'll have a chance of maybe getting a second chance with a new manager that comes in.
I guess it was difficult for yourself because I think, did you only have one training session between Preston and today?
So yeah, we trained yesterday. There's not an awful lot I can say. You know, if we'd come away with 3 points, everyone would be saying, "Oh, yeah, there's a change." There's not a change. That's a good group of players, and if they get the right manager in, they'll move up the table very, very quickly.
It's a good job for whoever the new manager is going to be, but it's a tough one at the same time, evidenced by some things today.
Yeah, but it's been a tough job at Aston Villa for the last 5 years, and it's always been a tough job. You know, even when I first came over with Brian Little all those years ago, it's a tough job. And professional, being a manager of any professional football club is a very, very tough job. Because results are all that matter. It doesn't matter how you win, as long as you win.
Looks like there's a queue to get it, though, at least. there's always going to be that.
I'm sure there will, because historically, it's still a very big club.
Yeah, you're definitely not tempted to throw your hat in now after that,
no,
definitely.
No, it's not that. I think I've made my career over the years at development. And at my age, would I want this all the stress? No chance.